Hey everyone, this is Mariah from Darshay's Place, bringing you me, the good, the bad, the ugly, showing you how my struggles fueled my dreams and kept me pushing. Thank you and welcome to all the newcomers for Press and Play. I greatly appreciate all of you for taking the time to take this journey with me. Welcome, have a good time, enjoy, and again, thank you.
Is it just me, or when it comes down to consistency, I always get through Monday through Friday, but once I hit Saturday and Sunday, your girl consistency be out the window? I don't know. You know, my daily routine sometimes does not apply to the dang on weekend. I be like, your girl want to sit in her bed, lay in her bed, don't get out her bed until wee hours after regular time. You know, I don't even know what I'm talking to y'all about on Saturday and Sunday, sadly to say. So, for everybody that has not been on the Darshay's Place pod Instagram, right? Darshay's Place pod Instagram. I need you guys to go over there, go look, go conversate, have fun. Your girl been working on her stuff, okay? So last week I posted a challenge and it was so many people that accepted the challenge. It was like, I was like freaking out. Like I was so ecstatic, okay? So I was thinking about changing up my challenge and creating another challenge this week. But I feel like the challenge for last week should have been the challenge for the month, not for the week, because here it is, I'm still struggling. I got through Monday through Friday. I didn't get through Saturday and Sunday with the consistency. So I'm just going to give y'all what the challenge was, and then we're going to go from there. Challenge for this week. Write down 5 affirmations for the week. Say them at least every hour. You can put a reminder in your phone. You can post them on your bathroom mirror. You can, every time you use the restroom, you got to say the affirmations. You can put passages up there. Like some of mine is scriptures. Some of mine are just quotes that I'm saying to myself just to kind of, you know, help with my mindset, right? And I don't want you guys to feel as though you can't do it. And the reason why I say that is because some of us work. Some of us is not getting up every hour to go to the bathroom. Some of us are on a crunch time because of work. Some of us are not even in the home. So that's where our phones come in, right? You don't have to have like an extensive ringer, but just having a reminder. Oh, well, your phone can't come into the office with you. It's in a lockbox. Well, then, right? So 9 times out of 10, you can't have pencil and paper in that office. Well, then you need to laminate, use some affirmation cards. I know. It sounds like a lot of work, but is it better to have your mindset change, or is it better to complain about the work that you got to do to get to your mindset being changed? I'm done complaining, baby. Everything is up from here with me, especially when it comes down to my mindset, my confidence, and my consistency, right? So that's number one. So this week, I need you to write down 5 new affirmations. But when you write down these 5 new affirmations, I need you to literally take a snap of them, and I need you to post them on Instagram. And the challenge is going to be called... It's going to be called the 5 Affirmation Challenge. So number 5, affirmation, and then challenge. Make sure that you put a hashtag in front of that. You can also tag at Darshay's Place. Because I need to see what y'all listen, what y'all going to be saying to yourselves. And then also holding y'all accountable, because I'm going to post mine and I need y'all to hold me accountable, okay? 2. Be consistent as something you've been struggling to do. Get it done or need to be consistent in. I don't like the way that sounds. But in all, what it means is, for me, I procrastinate. And I know that y'all have heard this several times, but you're going to procrastinate. I will wait till the last the last minute on the last minute to do anything. So now I'm in a point of not procrastinating and being more consistent. So there are these two journals that I use. One is for a night. The other one is kind of like a planner book kind of thing. And so I have to write in them daily, but they always have like a night passage. Like, well, how was your day? You know, what did you learn? And things to that nature. So me, I would literally go to sleep and wait till the next morning to write in my passage because I'm like, oh, well, in the morning, I'm going to get up and do it anyway. So let me just, you know, no. Last week, my goal was to be consistent at something. So there was two things that I was very consistent at, and it made me feel good, to be really, really honest. I took on a consistency challenge, and excuse me, that challenge was with Janelle B. Stewart, and it was like the Fresh Start Consistency Challenge. And let me tell y'all something. The prompt question that she asked, sorry y'all, I was like ecstatic because, you know, when you're writing your captions or when you like, say if you even just like post it, you're just posting pictures. Sometimes writing captions, you might need to think about other things. So like a lot of times I will read what I write or whatever I talk about and I will post that. And that will be part of my caption. But these prompts that she had me going crazy because I was so ecstatic of what I will be talking about. So if you did not catch those, you can always go back and look on the Darshay's Place Instagram. The second thing is I did not go to sleep without writing in those two journals. Even if I was like dead tired, y'all, I would literally sit up and I would answer the questions truthfully. And it gave me a chance to release from my day. Sometimes we go to sleep or we be so in a rush to get off of work, get whatever we need to get done throughout the day and just jump in our bed. And I don't know how y'all are, but for me, I don't want to have the outside on me when I come into my bedroom and I want to get in my bed. So I always have to take a shower. I always have to, you know, cleanse myself in a sense. And it's kind of like that. How are you going to sleep with your mind so cluttered and you have all of these things going on? Did you not cleanse yourself? And meaning, did you not release what happened today? Either you write it on a piece of paper, either you pray about it, whatever you need to do. For me, I do a combination of a lot of things. I write, I pray, I might read a book, you know, I might have to unwind, whatever. But that's what I do. So stop going to bed unclean. Stop getting in your bed with your outside clothes on. And what that means for you, that means that if you have something that you have struggled with and you are not consistent at, for me, it's content. I'm struggling with posting on my social medias because I get bored with social media now. I'm a little older. I'm not too much older. I'm still in my 20s, but a lot of stuff does not appeal to me. I'm not excited to see it, you know, and then it's a lot of controversy in the world. I don't like, I'm very sensitive. So a person like me would cry. I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry because I got on social media. So I really don't care for social media at this point in my life. And the only reason why I care a bit about it is because the people that I can reach. I would rather be able to reach people and to encourage and to uplift than to be on social media doing stuff that doesn't make sense for me. And that's just where I'm at. But the consistency challenge has helped that. It has helped the fact that even though I don't have to be on social media all the time. However, I'll realize that I got some good support coming off of some of these pages that I have. And so it's just a matter of me supporting back as well and being more assertive in the things that I do, right? So I need y'all to come up with two things this week that you're going to be consistent about. So five new affirmations. That's number one. Number two, two things that you're going to be consistent about for this week. And when you write down, I need y'all to write this stuff down, okay? And then let's talk about this self-love, y'all. A friend of mine has sent me this like crossword puzzle that they be having those crossword puzzles all over like social media. And it says the first four words is gonna be your 2021. Your girl found five words. And I was like, well, that doesn't apply to me because it's gonna be the first five words. And the words connection, change, self-care, miracles, and money. That was 2021. So, not saying that all of that stuff means extensively good, just saying that that means that those things are going to happen in my life. So, self-care is something that I'm really digging into for myself. Over time, I've dug into self-care, but I have been becoming so aware of so many different things with myself that at this point in my life, at this given point, I know that I have to dig deeper and I know that I have to affirm the child in me. You know, some of us deal with childhood traumas. We have to go back and hug and love on that child for ourselves. And so that's where I'm at, right? I'm kind of starting off at the beginning. One thing that I posted for last week was to date yourself all February. So just take yourself on a date, whether that is you got a car date with yourself, you sitting in the car, maybe you're not roaming, maybe you up in there singing your favorite song, or you know, you go out to eat, or you go get you a massage, or whatever you feel is a date for yourself, right? And that will pour back into you. So you pouring back into you. I'm keeping that going. Why? Because I have yet to do it. I have taken my daughter out, but I have not taken myself out. Y'all, it's cold in my house. Don't mind me. So it's gonna be date yourself all February. So actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to that's gonna be separate. That's not gonna be our number three. That's definitely not gonna be our number three. What's gonna happen is, so for this week for self-love, ooh, child. Okay. So for this week for self-love, I need for you to come up with a reward system. So say if you did your five affirmations and then you were consistent for 7 days, not just the weekdays, the weekends too, and you needed to reward yourself. Self-care, rewarding yourself is a part of self-love and self-care, right? How are you going to reward yourself? What are maybe three to five things that you would like that you have yet to get yourself, or that you just was like, no, I don't want to buy it. I'm not worth it. No, I got my kids. My kids need this. Or no, it ain't going well. You know, when shopping for them kids, like every month since December, since November, since October, and them kids don't need nothing. But you sitting over there like, no, I'm not gonna do nothing for myself. I'm just gonna. I'm a wait. I'm a wait. I'm a wait. Whatever you keep telling yourself that you're gonna wait on, I need you to write it down. Whatever you keep telling yourself that you're going to wait on, I need for you to write it down. Those things, whether that, again, whether that's three to five things, you might have 10 things. Write the whole list down if you want to be technical. I need you to write everything down because now I need you to create a reward system for yourself. So, baby, you said that you wanted to lose 75 pounds by the summertime. Did you eat healthy? Did you go walking? Did you hit some? Did you get on the elliptical? Did you do some crunches? Did you do a pull up, a burpee, a push up, or something? Did you do it? Those are five things that you need to complete, and five things that you need to work on to get down to that goal. I got too many excuses. And I'm checking myself about my excuses because that was my goal, y'all. Anywho, don't talk about me. So, if I did a whole week of eating correctly, right? Eating healthy, eating cleaner, just, you know, learning how to cook healthier meals, learning how to cook cleaner food, right? And then I did 30 minutes of walking with a waist trainer. And then I did a gallon of water a day. Boom. That's three things out of the five that I've done. So say if I needed to, some states are, y'all gyms are not open. And I'm a little upset for me because I pay for amenities at my apartment and our gym is not open at the apartment. So homegirl gotta possibly go get a whole gym membership out these parts. And make sure it's not a yearly gym membership because once they open the one at the apartment, I need to be able to put my money elsewhere, right? So if you have issues like that, no excuse. No excuse. Get you a yoga mat and get you some weights. There is YouTube University where you can type in, I need to work out. They got extensive, they got beginners, they got everything but the person sitting right next to you in your in your in person. Okay? So you don't make an excuse. You need to write down, for me, if I can get just working out consistently, eating clean, not if I can, but when I do, working out consistently, eating clean, drinking a gallon of water a day, and doing a 30-minute walk. So it's okay to even work out and do a 30-minute walk with the little waist trainer. But if I could do not, ooh, let me change the way I talk to myself, y'all. I keep saying, but if I can, when I complete this, a good reward for me would be putting at least $300 up for my Mac laptop because the end of that is a bigger reward. But, or say if y'all don't want to do something like that, say if y'all don't want to save no money to get somewhere and y'all just want to buy, maybe you ain't ate a drunk Starbucks in a long time, which it will probably throw off your balance, but maybe that's what you want. Okay, well then you get you a venti caramel ribbon crunch and you make sure you slurp it down the whole time you're in Target. I don't know. But whatever you do, come up with a reward system. Maybe you ain't bought yourself no shoes in a long time. So maybe you like, okay, well, this month, if I complete A, B, C, and D, I'm going to go buy them shoes that I've been looking in the window shopping while I was getting the kids everything that they need. I'm going to go buy them shoes. Or, maybe you want to. Fashion Nova just had a sale. Maybe you want to do like $200 of Fashion Nova clothes. Maybe you want to do, get away from the kids and go do you a staycation by yourself. Maybe you need to go to a nice little hotel and I was told like sink your body into the hotel sheets and things to that nature. Whatever you need to do it. So you need five things, three to five things, three to five rewards. I need you to write down the rewards. So number one, five new affirmations. Number two things you're going to be consistent at for 7 days. Nope, I did not say Monday through Friday. I said Monday through Sunday. Yes. Okay. Or Sunday through Saturday. The last one, three to five things that you want to be rewarded for because you are being consistent at certain things in your life, right? For number one and number two, for especially being consistent, on a separate piece of paper, write down all of the things that you struggle with when it comes down to consistency. You do not have to post that. Just put two up on that post, okay? Now, and then for number three, write all the rewards, all the things that you have been putting off, all the things that you want to do that can be a part of your rewards. Only post three to five of those, okay? What I and I'm telling y'all this because I'm working on getting in the habit of celebrating myself, being consistent, affirming the child in me, and just getting my and making my life more exciting for myself. They say that you can't find happiness everywhere else. It's an addition to the happiness that you already have. So for me right now, the addition is not just being able to complete. To smile, to say that I did what I needed to do, and to add happiness to myself. You know what I mean? Not allowing everything else to pull at my mental, emotional health. Okay. Y'all, I even appreciate just, us having this conversation. So that's the goal. When y'all post this, tag me in it, and it's gonna be the self-love consistency challenge. And I'm gonna place this on my Instagram. The self-love consistency challenge. And I'm working on some stuff, so you never know what can happen at the end. This challenge is really for you, though. It's really for you, for me, for anybody else that's out there listening, for the people that you shared this podcast with, because they've been struggling and they've been having a bad day or whatever. It's just for us to get into community and say, hey, sis, I've been struggling too. What can I do to be a better me? And if these three little bullet points is going to help that, I am all for it. Hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. Like, seriously. Hold me accountable. Be like, Mariah, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Well, we ain't seen no posts. Matter of fact, that ain't y'all job. I mean, y'all can, but then again, it's my job to make sure y'all get y'all posts that y'all need. However, hold your friends accountable. Maybe you and your friends get in a group and y'all say, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to accept this challenge. I'm on you. And friend, if you ain't on your stuff, oh, we got a problem. That's how me and one of my homegirls is. Like, she be on my head about a lot of different things. So I'm saying all of this to say, get in community. We can create our own community. And I just want to see you ladies win. Men, if y'all out there and y'all interested in this thing, baby, I need to see you win too. Okay? I need to see you beat the odds, especially you. Like, I need to see you go be up, above and beyond what you have been dealing with. And I'm speaking to the men right now. So if you haven't done stuff for yourself, or whatever you got going on, baby, I need for you to change the dynamic. And it's okay to affirm the child in you that didn't get certain things that you feel like you needed, especially dealing with your adult life. Man, it ain't nothing wrong with needing healing too. Y'all, I am going to get up out this joint. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you even being here. In the show notes, there will be the challenge. On Instagram, there will be the challenge. And so I need y'all to be ready. Post self-love consistency challenge. Hashtag. You can do the five affirmation challenge. I'm gonna just put the hashtags underneath. And we're gonna get this thing cracking. And I'm gonna show y'all, I'm gonna be doing like boomerangs and stuff, or just videos too. So make sure y'all are aware. Challenges accepted for me. And your girl started a new job this week. So I'm finna cut up, because guess what? It's only up from here for everybody. It's only up from here for us. We are only gonna get better and better at the things that we need. Our that child in us is gonna feel that love. It's going to enlighten our whole spirit. It might even brighten up the cloud that's trying to sit over our head. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm a love on y'all, and I just appreciate it. I do. I truly, truly do. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. I will holler at y'all next week. I got something static. Ooh, next week gonna be the shit. I got something good for y'all next week. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode. If you truly, truly, truly like that episode, make sure you reach me at Darshay's Place Pod on Instagram. Again, Darshay's Place Pod. That is on Instagram. You also can find me or email me at darshaysplacepod@gmail.com. Twitter, Darshay's Place. Y'all, make sure y'all just reach out. Say hello. If y'all have some ideas for some topics, if y'all would like to come on, whether that is to interview or to just have a conversation about things that you have gone through, if you've been through some of the things that I have been through, let's communicate about that. If you are overcoming some of your struggles in your business or in your life, let's talk about it. You guys can reach out to me. You can always follow me. I always see people that follow me. I always follow back. Jeez Louise, what else? I'm on Anchor, so if you have Anchor, you can always leave me a voice message on Anchor. I can always use that, place it on my podcast as well. I'm open if you all are open. I'm here to create space for you all to be comfortable and to hear the good. So I accept, y'all accept. Have a good day. I love y'all. Enjoy.